This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
There's another dispute between Zach and DQ
today. Oh, it's
today.
Not a dispute. This is not a dispute.
The tension has never been higher here at Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas. And to hit that line now on this Thursday afternoon.
I've had one of the most stressful days of my entire life, and it started 6 minutes after I got here. And I walked in my office. We're, long story short, we're having to, the building across the street is getting painted.
Right.
And they told us to move our car so, you know, any of the spray doesn't come over here and get your car. You know,
looked at what they're doing over there.
Yeah, it's not.
They're not going to get that painting done for at least 2 months.
I walked in.
A lot of standing around going on.
I walked in, I parked my car on the side of the building, and I handed the keys to the grocery getter, to DQ, and went.
Said, keep it.
And I said, you're going to hate this, but go pull this thing around to the other side of the building.
Oh,
knowing full well this was going to cause just massive stress on her part.
That's why you
first
did
of all,
it.
I am impressed that you started the car and got it in gear, which is not easy.
Getting it out of park into drive is way more difficult than it should be.
I had my phone. I was in the production room where DQ is now, and I had my phone on the table and fully expecting her to call me asking me how to get the car into drive.
You hit the button and pull it forward.
Well, it's not.
It's different than my car.
Right. Which,
yeah, it's a good car.
The phrase, it's different than my car, is going to come up several times in the next couple of minutes.
I'm kidding.
So it took a little while. I'm like, oh, I guess she figured it out. Then the phone call comes in.
Oh.
And my phone lights up, and I get, hey, you need to come move your car. I'm like,
move your car?
Move my car, which would be parked next to the spot that she was supposed to bring this into. So I walk around the side of the building, and there's DQ, perched in the middle of the street. With blocking traffic, with the grocery getter aimed at the parking spot. My car is parked within the white lines in the space next to it.
You're in.
There is plenty of room for her to just pull the car forward into the parking spot. But she refuses. Uh-oh. Because
the seat started vibrating.
Oh,
yeah, I was driving forward. Yeah. And the seat starts vibrating.
Does that.
We really need to turn that feature off.
That
you know
out.
What I mean? I mean, that's kind
then
of annoying.
Then she starts yelling because the city of Springdale is doing a little bit of construction work next to the parking space. Keep in mind, there's easily a foot and a half to 2 feet on either side of the car.
Not true.
Very true. Very, very true. Then she starts pulling it, and she's heading right for the hole. This hole is probably 5 feet deep. She's driving the car right towards the hole, and I'm like, no, turn. Then she's
cut
got,
it.
She's got
cut
the
it.
Car turned. She finally gets it turned, and I don't know if you forgot to, like, let the wheel go, but now you're aiming at my car. And I'm like, no, the other way. Finally, we get this thing pulled in, and it's sideways. It's not square in, but, you know, it's within the white lines. She then gets out of the car and starts yelling at me, of course, because
your car was parked bad, and you set me up for failure. And you knew that.
She says, I didn't leave you enough room to get in your car. Now, there is a good 2 feet.
No.
Yes?
Your door is really long.
There is a good 2 feet, to which I said, how fat do you think I am? DQ can't drive.
Okay. Well, she can't park.
No,
she
can't drive.
This is not an exhibition of driving.
No. Zach was parked bad. And there was a hole that if the tire would have gone into this hole, we wouldn't have been able to get the car out of it. It was so deep.
That'd have been fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is
so
all true.
I was but in between not wanting to hit.
You had the car lined up correctly.
I was going to hit either your car or the hole.
Did you?
No.
Why?
Because, the seat started vibrating.
Why did you hit my car?
Why would the seat start vibrating if it was not telling me I was about to hit something?
Would you be interested in this? We could set up, I'll sacrifice my car and the grocery getter on the street. I want to see DQ parallel park.
Oh yeah.
I can parallel park if it's in my car. Also, no. That car is way bigger than my car.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we need to make it a challenge. Yeah, we need someone else to donate a car so DQ can parallel park the grocery
No, we don't put a car in the way. What we need are two. We'll just get two road cones and make her park. And which car do you want her to parallel park?
My car.
My car's the longest.
Who's the basketball player that's a road cone?
They're football players, but there are several of them.
Okay. Get them out here.
Yeah, I think we need to have you.
I would love to do a brief front porch outing. Not all day because it's too freaking hot out there.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous.
I would like to describe the parallel parking Olympics here at the radio station. And, I think this would be entertaining.
And we have to, if we're going to do this, we have to disable the rear camera.
Well, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And the vibrating seat.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I need the back camera.
Nope. No. No.
It's old school.
Yeah, you have to do it the way God intended it. You have to turn around. We need to go. Put your hand on the seat, turn around.
We need to go here to the crafts department and get a black piece of felt to go over the screen so it can't be seen. Right. That's right. Yes.
You set me up to fail.
How?
And you making me go out and parking the car is you setting me up to fail because you knew exactly.
I told you.
You knew
you
I wouldn't be able to park it.
I told you you would hate it.
I don't think we should play Flonkerton, but I think come Olympic time, when we're all here again, this has potential. Some office Olympic stuff.
Yeah.
Parallel parking. What
bowling.
Else? Bowling.
We have bowling. We have BB gun.
Oh, target shooting.
Yeah.
We'll put a target on the wall.
I think we should all take the Wunderlic.
Can you read?
No.
Well, that's...
I don't even
know how to broach that conversation.
I don't either.
About the Wunderlic and all I will say is this. I did not know this until today. 21% of adults cannot read or write.
Yeah.
That seems a bit high to me.
America.
Like, I thought we were, made great progress in my lifetime and that a fifth of y'all can't read or write. That seems inconceivable to me. In the United States, not the world. United States of America.
DQ, what if we gave you a manual transmission?
Oh, God. Oh.
See, that's how we're eventually going to trap all of you, is we're just going to make all the cars manuals and you guys can't go anywhere.
I can drive one. I'm not very good at it.
Drive his. That'd
Mine?
Be fun. Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
You'd blow the clutch up or whatever. That'd be great. Yeah. Here is Caleb, a teacher in Fort Smith on the McLarty Don Hotline. As a teacher, that seems low to me. what about ceiling darts using DQ's pencils? We'll put
you
a
just
target.
Just have to like
get it up there on the in the tile. We could come up with a few things.
Yeah.
The Ruskin and Zach Olympics.
What we should really do is make CD and Pistol do it first. See how hard it really is, because we can make them do it.
Right. Right.
We'll make them take the Wunderlic parallel park.
Who can wind that 100-foot extension cord the fastest?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
A timed event.
And practical. I can write that one off as we actually did something today. Rolling cords.
That's right.
From the James Doakes School of Court Rolling.
That's right.
As a graduate of a JDU.
That's right. The best.
DQ.
That's the goat there.
I had to run home and self-medicate after your episode this morning. That's how stressful that was.
You're the one who made this stressful situation.
I didn't. There was a parking spot available.
What is it?
Pull right into it. That's all you had to do.
You chose that bed and you had to lie in it.
Oh, wow. Got you there. Strong words.
I gave an employee a task.
First mistake.
Not one. I didn't ask her to solve string theory. I simply said, hey, move the car around, knowing full well she would get stressed out.
By the way, shout out to Peter in Australia. He's not awake yet.
No.
But shout out to him. I'm wearing my crumb scarf because it is 60.
Crumb
scarf.
Right.
Because it is 64 degrees in here.
It's
as
beautiful
we get this
in here, isn't it?
And now, before you environmentalists are like, oh, well, you shouldn't put the thermostat on that. Thermostat's on 73.
Yeah.
It's 64 in
here. Right, because it never shuts
off. This isn't a thermostat issue. It's we have a windowless bunker issue and great insulation. The squirrel hasn't eaten it all yet up there. It's quite good. So I got the scarf going today because it's quite comfy in here. I figure we have earned this after that 90 days of no AC 3 years ago. So
keep it going.
We've earned it.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Guys, everything is fine. Carson Bowles, Division II All-American from Lincoln Memorial University, committed to play baseball for Dave Van Horn. Hit 475 as a Division II player. The NBA draft was last night. No Razorbacks selected in the first round. However, there are things to feel good about, according to the Arkansas media.
What are those?
Rockets, they selected Reed Shepard from Kentucky, who played for John Calipari.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Holland, who you once heard of, was drafted by the Pistons. Rob Dillingham, also a former Cal guy. That makes two in the top ten. Still got bounced in the first round. And the Grizzlies, Zach Edey, who you beat in a game that didn't count. So feel good about that.
Notre Dame. I believe as bad as the... as bad as the year was in terms of accomplishments, no one's had a better vicarious year than we have.
Oh, no. No, absolutely.
The vicarious year has been
awesome. It's been outstanding. It's been off the charts.
Oh, it's been great. Yes.
Notre Dame and Satan's Green Team will renew their football rivalry in 26 and 27. The schools announced that today. The Irish will host the Demons from Michigan on September 19th of 26, and they'll play again in 2027 in hell in East Lansing.
How long till Notre Dame backs out of the Arkansas game because they're scared? When's that happening?
Of what?
Of losing. It'd be devastating if Marcus Freeman lost to this team. Devastating,
I
tell you.
They are going to beat that ass.
DQ?
Okay, I know I should know this, but did Bronny James get drafted last night?
He did not.
Okay.
No, ma'am. He did not.
Is there another round tonight?
There is. Okay. Actually, we messed up.
We did?
Yeah, the draft starts at like 4 o'clock today.
Why are we here?
I didn't think it would pass, but I also didn't know the managerial arrangement this week. So
wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's the managerial arrangement?
Well, Tommy's not here.
Oh, that's right. So, we could have gotten away with it.
Exactly.
Being, what
so I did not think that through. Go ahead.
Okay, Ruskin and Zach X-Pulse. This one Ruskin came up with yesterday.
I did.
I just wanted to clear that up because I didn't. This would be a weird question for me to want to know the answer to.
Uh-huh.
What do you wear to mow the lawn?
Because DQ would never mow the lawn.
Neither
would I, by the way.
So your options were t-shirt, cut-off t-shirt, shirt off, or I don't mow my own lawn, which 20% of people said they do not.
Yeah!
Someone suggested that the people who say they don't mow their own lawn deserve to be shot.
All right.
You know what? Put down is a much nicer,
palatable way to say that, yes.
But 50% said a t-shirt. 8% said shirt off.
You know how hot it is out there?
But there's no mention of
my yard.
Pants or shorts.
Well, they know.
Okay.
Tanner in Tupelo said jeans, long sleeve shirt, gloves, sunglasses. There's not enough sunscreen in the world for him.
Okay. Well,
it's a bold adventure to
he's
mow.
He's a redhead, so that happens.
Bold adventure to mow pantsless. You know, some of those clippings get to fly, and that could be dangerous. You got to be careful. You should always wear pants, folks. That's the lesson.
Okay.
When you weed eat, too.
When unloading groceries, do you always have a disproportionate number of bags in one hand?
Yes.
90% said yes.
My other hand is my door hand. Then open the door.
Good point. You know what I mean? Door hand.
You got to have a door hand.
that's a good point.
Especially if you have to unlock the door, too. It's
right.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah. You got to fumble for keys.
I hate carrying in groceries.
Yeah.
Especially because Mia will come up to the door and want to get out, too. So I kind of have to put my foot in the way of, like, the door crack so she doesn't get out.
Wow.
Okay.
JT says that he mows his yard in a sleeveless shirt, cargo shorts, knee-high socks, and cowboy boots. Hog Mafia, Hog Mafia says his wife wears a sports bra, shorts, and sunglasses.
That's shirtless, kind of.
To mow the yard? Or just in general?
Address, please.
Okay.
Picture it didn't happen.
Primarily, are you a paper towel family or a dish towel family? 71% said paper towels.
For what?
For like cleaning up messes.
Oh, I'm a paper towel family.
I love paper towels. I know they're...
Why?
I know they're bad.
Why?
I know they're probably bad for the environment and you shouldn't, you know, use them as much as I do. I love them.
Why?
They're so convenient.
Uh-huh.
And I like having a dish towel like folded up, you know, looking nice in my kitchen. But I'm always going to use a paper towel.
I have designer dish towels, so I can't do that.
Well, no, you have to have both. You have to have the ones that you can't actually use.
It's
and then
like
you have
soap.
To have dish towels you can use.
I have lots of paper towels, but I have the Creek dish towels. Let's say fold in the cheese.
You can't use those.
Nice. No, absolutely not.
But you have to have, like, you go down here to the depot, do the Dollar General, and get you some crappy dish towels to actually use.
I have a towel with David's face on it and Moira's face on it, and then there's one that you put in the middle that says fold in the cheese.
That's called high-end decor.
Yeah.
You don't want to use that.
Like, even if I have to dry dishes, you know, how you have to dry dishes out of your dishwasher and stuff, I'll use a paper towel. Even though I know I should use a dish towel.
And fellas, the rule of thumb is if there is some sort of design on it, you can't use it.
No. Yeah, that's a good
one. That's decorative.
Yeah,
don't use that.
If soaps are in a designer shape, do not use them.
Even if it's hanging on the handle of the dishwasher, you can't use it.
You can't use it.
No. You can't use it if it's got a logo or got a design on it.
Okay. Good to know.
Good tip.
All right, go ahead.
Thanks, guys.
Those are your Ruskin and Zach X-Pulse. Go touch grass. Okay.
We had a very busy pre-show meeting today. First, DQ.
Well, I almost died. Let's talk about that.
DQ can't drive. Yeah. And then you.
What did I do?
Well, now that it's summertime and there are about 10,000 ways for animals, critters, and insects to find their way into this building, we get assaulted by wasps in the office.
That's true.
Now, I took a swing at one with my Lindy's magazine.
And you missed.
And I missed, apparently. And then, like, it got lost. And then I hear, oh, 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 oh! And it was apparently in your lap?
It was on my upper thigh.
On your upper thigh.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, moving to the groinal region.
Yes, it's very close to the groinal region. Yes.
Fine. And then you, like, jump up. It starts flying around, and it, like, bounces off the wall and hits the floor. And then you look like one of the Big Bopper's backup dancers.
I went ham on that thing, all right? That's what I did. I went ham. And that wasp is in pieces. And you PETA people can come onto the radio station. I don't care. Because he's dead now.
Oh,
and we're better for it.
He's very, very, very dead.
He's dead now, and he left me in charge.
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah, I got him.
Oh, yeah. But the, whoa, whoa, whoa. I should have grabbed my phone and recorded that, because that would have been worth it.
What I saw was I saw him on the ceiling, and then I saw him dive bomb, and I never saw him land. So I'm looking over in the floor to my right. I'm like, where is this thing? And then I happen to look down at my pants and see him in the upper thigh region. I'm like, whoa!
Well, what I liked was Zach was about to make me kill it. And he said, oh, I think it's in the blind somewhere.
Right.
And then Ruskin starts screaming and stands up.
Yeah. He wasn't in the blinds.
Yeah.
Was not in the blinds.
Right.
Yeah. I got him, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah, he is no more. Now, there will be more.
Right.
But, yeah, we got that one.
That reminds me, there's a wasp nest by the garage I got to kill up there in the corner of the garage. I got to get rid of that. This is a little thing. How do they make those things so perfectly hexagonal? Is that the word?
They're good at math, and we're not.
Wow. I mean, they're perfect every time.
Years and years and years.
Like, you get houses that aren't built that well by humans.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Can we talk about DQ's sister returning? Because that was fun, too.
DQ, I didn't know she left.
She went to Italy.
Oh, and she came back.
And she's back now.
I didn't know if she was going there.
Right. Now, DQ, why did she go?
A trumpet festival.
And where did she go?
Italy.
Where?
The
famed Italian trumpet festival.
So they stayed. It was called Orvieto.
Oh.
So
the trumpet festival
was in Orvieto, and then they went to Rome.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Rome.
Have you been to Rome?
No.
Like Rome, Georgia?
No.
Rome, Illinois?
No.
Okay. Well, I hate to bring this up, but have you been in the same room with her? Have you talked to her since she's returned?
She
She got a glow about her, like a European glow?
No, she was fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She said she was happy to be back in America.
Stateside. That's what they call it. Once you've been to Europe, which you haven't. That trip to Michigan's going to be hell. Because like he said, you know, the road up there, huh, this reminds me of the Italian countryside.
Well, we're
not. Of course, you've never been there.
We're not riding in the same car. Mm-hmm. So that'll, you know.
You know, she can't eat Italian food here in the United States ever again, right?
I hope that's not true.
It's ruined.
Yeah, it's all ruined. Because, you know, it's not like this in Europe. But
since this way Olive Garden's raising their prices.
She said that she was very happy to have cold drinks.
Yeah, that is an issue.
They don't have ice. They don't really have AC either. So.
Yeah.
She had the apartment they were staying in had like bars on the window because the window had to stay open at night.
Was she abroad? Text her the 479. I'd like to know.
Overseas.
She was overseas. Yes. She was abroad.
Out of the country.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well in your conversations with her because she will now refer to you as, you know. Yeah, I've been there.
Did
you?
I got all my gifts.
Oh, yeah. What'd you get?
She got a bunch of ceramic cats for everyone.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
She got, I really like my ceramic cat, but there was an overall theme for her gifts.
Cheap?
I don't think they were cheap, but she did get my mom and my dad a wallet. Or not to share, but one of, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, they're sharing. They're
not
sharing
share.
A wallet anyway.
Not to share.
Uh-huh. Huh. So, wow. How many cats did you get?
I got two things with cats on it and then one, like, really pretty tray that was made.
You got a tray and some cats.
Yeah. Oh. It was. No, I like them a lot.
Oh, no. That sounds wonderful.
Souvenir shopping is difficult.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Especially because you don't want to break anything.
Right.
So
T-shirts is the only way to go. I mean, it's very impersonal, but I mean, it's the safest.
Is that like, is getting a T-shirt from somewhere, though, like an American thing?
No. No. Well, it's marketed towards America.
You got to have something to mow the yard in if you wear a shirt when you mow the yard.
DQ, here they come. Text her the 479 wants to know, how often do you have full conversations with Mia?
People talk to their pets. That is not abnormal.
Oh, that means it happens a lot.
I don't talk back for her. I just talk to her.
When Mia,
she doesn't answer, and I'm aware.
When Mia does respond, does she have a voice?
She doesn't.
Yes.
No.
Oh yes, DQ.
No, I don't answer.
Oh, hi.
I don't answer for her.
Okay.
I just kind of talk to her and give her like rhetorical questions that don't need.
Maybe
answers.
She talks like Garfield and her lips don't move. You know? that always bothered me. It's a point for Heathcliff, I think. Garfield spoke, and his mouth never moved. I never liked that.
Dennis wants to know, are you going to steal her trumpet like you did her job?
I've tried playing her trumpet. It's really difficult.
Didn't we have the trombone in here?
We did. Yeah,
I don't like the feeling, the vibrating feeling. Stop.
Nope, we got that one.
No.
Go ahead. Thank you, Abner.
The weird feeling when you play the trumpet is... It's weird. I don't like it.
Dr. K would like to know, is the ceramic cat going to have to go on a diet?
Man, y'all really went there, didn't you? You really did it this time.
Yeah, DQ's sister brought back gifts from abroad. What'd you bring back?
I tried to bring y'all some stuff, but it didn't clear customs.
Was the ceramic cat made at a good angle, according to Lance and Bentonville?
It was cute. She did bring back limoncello.
What?
Limoncello, is that what it's called? I don't know how she was able to sneak that back in here.
What is limoncello?
Is it just a drink or is it a liquor?
Oh, duty free? Did you get it at the duty free shop?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, you paid duty then.
Great question from a texter out of the 479. Does Mia also hate your imaginary friend?
No.
What about the ceramic cat?
She hasn't met the ceramic cat.
Okay.
But she does have...
Gonna get territorial over this?
I do have this little rabbit that moves. She does not like that thing.
Okay. Doesn't like the silly rabbit. Got it.
Okay.
Vista Viano.
Is that show still on?
Yeah.
The clipped or whatever.
I don't know how many episodes there are. They've released six.
Okay.
Surely it's over. I've watched three.
Limoncello is a liqueur.
Oh, okay. You did get it at the duty free show.
She brought some of that back.
Okay.
Okay.
Which, of course, she would not.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I also have to tell you. I don't know what happened. But so when you go through, TSA.
Yes.
And everything, and your light, it like goes off. They swab you for gunpowder residue. Mm-hmm. She tested positive for gunpowder residue on her hands.
Oh boy.
What?
I don't know how. They didn't tell her what could cause that.
Did she have to go to airport jail?
She had to go to, they didn't even take her to a separate room though, which was bad. But so they had to swab everything in her suitcase and they had to, do the whole thing.
Huh. How did she get gunpowder on her
hands? I have no idea.
Does she know? Or is she not talking?
Well, she said maybe, holding a lighter or something. I don't know what causes gunpowder residue on you.
Our lines are open. 866-285-4005.
Besides a gun, but she hasn't shot a gun yet.
You think these TSA people make good money?
No.
You don't think so?
They got to deal with the public. No.
Oh.
Why,
people to deal
it?
With the public have to. Well, I could do that in the morning. Mm. I could take the early shift.
Is she
come over here? Like, I could do it.
Is she on one of those lists now?
No, but she has issues with TSA every single time.
Why don't they?
I got stopped.
But when that happens, they should like take your name and number and send you a survey afterwards. Like, how was your pat down?
How'd we do?
Yeah, how'd we do? Yeah, how was your pat down?
Yeah. They unpacked my whole carry-on. They were rummaging through that thing. And I got the pat-down.
Hmm.
I was selected. That's how they frame it, too. You've been selected for additional
screening.
Oh,
like screen. You won something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
All right, so we've got...
So the only lottery I win in my life is the one being selected for extra
screening. We have some theories, DQ, if you want to share these, on how she got gunpowder on her fingers. Dr. K says some lotions and things like that. Some of the soaps have chemicals in it that resemble gunpowder.
Okay.
Now this sounds like when a pitcher gets busted for sticky stuff. We're making excuses now.
Now Caleb in Fort Smith says gunpowder.
She hasn't shot a gun and she didn't have any, handle any fireworks. If it were, if she would have she would have touched any of the fireworks, that would have made, total sense. But she has not.
Well. Yeah. Again, the lotion thing. It sounds like, I mix sunscreen with rosin, and that's what
it was alcohol. It was rubbing alcohol.
Sure, right. There's a new tack out there, or a new, what's that stuff called? Not spider
tack.
No, there's another one. Yeah. There's a new substance that is apparently legal, according to David Cohn.
What about molasses?
Molasses.
What about Bardol?
That's right. Yeah, you get the whole Eddie Harris setup there.
All right. So your sister is a renegade. All right. Went to TSA jail. Did we cover everything?
All right. I think so. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the NBA draft.
We're being told that that gunpowder residue is very easily transferable.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Where was Mia during all of this?
She was at home.
What was she doing? Did you ever get have you started her diet?
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going okay.
Not going great?
It's fine.
Okay.
How's she like the wet food? Is it good?
I haven't gotten the wet food yet.
What are you feeding her?
Just less of the dry food.
Okay. Isn't this how we got into this?
No.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Oh, yes. Which one was that?
That's Crypto Mine.
Oh, good.
And I'm sure if the city of Springdale would let us, Tom would put one back there.
Put one in here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Indoors.
Right. Yeah, keep it cool.
Right.
Yeah.
McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005.
It's June 27th. Has anybody heard the cicadas?
Over,
anybody?
Overrated.
I think it was Big Cicada trying to scare us.
Big Nature.
Big Nature coming? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. DQ, you?
I mean, I heard them the one time I went outside, but most of the time I don't hear them because I'm inside, so...
I have not heard
one. Not a big deal.
Not one.
I heard them when we went camping, but we were by a lake.
Mm.
So I don't know if that makes a difference. It was pretty loud.
Huh.
And it was kind of like if they stopped, you didn't know because you still heard the sound in your head.
Okay. I've just been alerted. Tyler is texting. The cicadas are gone. Where'd they go?
I don't know.
Would they punch out? Summer's over? Go back to school? Where did they go?
School's out for summer.
I don't know.
I've lost... I don't know.
Huh.
Doesn't concern me. Again, I stay inside, so it's not. It's not a concern.
Matt says he heard them more last year.
Overrated.
It's like Y2K.
Yeah, for real. Or any of the other doomsday prophecies of our lifetime. Like that guy that freaked me out in second grade when he said there was going to be a big earthquake.
Apparently, they moved to Berryville and Eureka Springs, according to Kyle.
I'll stay down here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
Well, we can't have. They obviously aren't going to be in Bentonville and DQ. I mean, they don't like the Bradford Pears.
Can't get through the gates.
Right.
That's right. DQ has thoughts later in this hour.
Yeah, something she's very excited about. Do we get a tease as to what we're thoughting about?
Thoughting? Yeah. Be thinking.
No, I meant thoughting.
Like the land force, the water force. Any hints at all?
Anything?
No.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I don't know how.
Stay tuned for that.
Whenever I don't know how to give a hint without just, you know, saying the whole thing. So
okay.
All right, fair enough.
So you got to stick around and listen. You got to do this. That's what has to happen. Let's see here. Matt in Aiken, South Carolina, has heard John Cicada more than
yes.
Cicadas. This he used to sing. You see, that's the joke there. All right, so DQ's got the thoughts coming up here in a little while. In the meantime, whatever you want to do, it's June, so we're not picky.
Yeah, we're wide open.
We're not picky at all here. I did see the final baseball polls came out.
Why?
Arkansas, 3-3-4-2-4. That's where they started.
Uh-huh.
They ended 15-17, 18-18-12.
Ick.
Yeah, that's what happened.
We don't talk about that. It was funny.
Are we not allowed to talk about that?
Well, I didn't see any of that retweeted by our local media.
It's on their website, ArkansasRazorbacks.com. Okay. I'm citing chapter and verse here.
All right, good for them.
So this is sanctioned news
Officially sanctioned.
Yes.
By the way,
it's on their website.
The Collegiate licensing sticker on your local newspaper.
Also, I'm not very smart.
Yes.
Can we distill... Can somebody, Hutch, even us maybe, and I hit that line, can someone distill the list of Arkansas Olympians down to like one spreadsheet for me, please? Because having to see all these different articles and everything, Ruskin can't follow it all.
Give
me a list?
A list of Arkansas
Olympians. And when is their event that I need to watch? When is qualifying in the Olympics? That's all I need. I know there's track.
Most of them are in track.
Right, but I think there's some other ones too. I don't know. Can someone distill this down for the working man, for the non-thinking man like
me? For the 7% of the Wonderlicks.
That's right. Yeah. I got a 7 on the Wonderlick, and I need to know, in simplest terms, when are the Arkansas?
That's a good name. That's a good name for a band, Wonderlick.
We are Wonderlick, yes. As in, I wonder what happened to the O'Neaters. That's right. And anyway, yeah, if someone could produce that, some of you media people, I know you're always looking for stuff to write every day because there's nothing going on. Maybe you could just put this in a list form.
Do us a solid.
Make it real simple.
Do our work for us.
Yeah. That's right.
Hutch probably has one. ready to go at his fingertips.
If anybody does have it, it's him.
You missed him last week. Do you know what he that you know what? Look, we love Hutch. He's crazy. He's keeping stats on his daughter's soccer games.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like stats.
Like
he has a
shots.
He has a spreadsheet open. They talk about it on the way home.
Corner kicks.
Yeah.
Oh.
DQ, why are you looking at the ceiling? What's up there?
Nothing. Something flew by my head.
The bees are back.
Bees are back in town. Right.
If you have any questions for DQ, get them in now before the bees come and take her away.
All right.
I'll see if Hutch has a condensed list of the Olympians.
Well, I just wanted to, I don't want to read 10 articles when one will do. You know what I mean? Now, I know they want me to read 10 articles
because
it's better on their, it's better on their, you know, for me to click everything. Oh, I have a T20 World Cup update for you.
Oh, so, cricket.
Yes. So,
do we have cricketing music?
I don't think we do.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No.
Fire away.
So, we've hit the semifinals. South Africa defeated Afghanistan by 9 wickets. And
that's good.
Today, India beat England by 68 runs.
Boo.
So our final is set for Saturday morning in Bridgetown, Barbados at the Kensington Oval. South Africa and India in the championship game.
South Africa hasn't lost yet.
Look at that.
They are.
Has India lost yet? They've been pretty tough.
Yeah, they've been very tough. They're apparently the best team in the world.
India is, let me see here. India hasn't lost either. Wow, somebody's always got to go here, Zachary.
Yes, it's somebody leave town match. Abner has a request. He would like to hear you try a cricket chirp.
I'd have to think on that. I'll have to pray on that.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
Matt Nick in South Carolina points out that India does not have SEC speed like South Africa does.
No, but India fans, India wears blue. You know, that's
despite blue not being in their national colors.
It's very common in international sports. You know, Brazil, well, there is a little yellow in the flag, but not much. The Dutch wear orange. It's not in their flag. Like, this is a common thing. You know, maybe America would have more success if they didn't wear red, white, or blue. And just put,
anthracite?
Yeah, what do you call it?
Anthracite.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Something else. I mean, it's working for these other countries.
What's our third kit, DQ? What's the color, the alternate color, if we can't wear red, white, or blue?
Well, the combination of those colors would be light purple.
Oh, there we are.
Heliotrope.
I like that. All right.
The original color of the University of Arkansas, way back when. Heliotrope.
Heliotrope.
Yes. It's a shade of purple, lavender. Yes. That's right.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, some kind of light, like neon green might be good for us. You know what I mean? You know, like Oregon, Baylor, when they wear those the highlighter uniforms in basketball. Something like that. Dr. K says brown and white like the bald eagle.
Abner wants to put a front-facing bald eagle on the uniform. great question from Justin. What's the deal with Australia wearing green and yellow?
See, and there's another one.
We have an Australian on the payroll now, so I will consult with him.
I mean, maybe this is what's holding us back. You know, it's, the Buccaneers never won in those creamsicle uniforms, really. Then they switched, and what happened? You know, they get Mike Allstott, they get Warren Sapp, they're in the Super Bowl. They win it with John Gruden. Maybe the key to U.S. success, and by the way, the U.S. plays Panama. When's that? Like now? In an hour? Or when is that?
Sure.
When the in the Copa America. 5 o'clock. Panama and the U.S.
Copa America is a lot like the AAC basketball tournament. It's fine, but it's not the big boys.
No. It's no. With a win, the U.S. advances out of the group stage.
What about wearing 1775 vintage uniforms?
See, there you go. That'd be good.
Just thinking out loud.
They could get some sort of outdoor sponsorship, one texter suggests, and wear camo.
Why not?
You know, these baseball teams wear camo sometime in college, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't look that good.
No, it's dumb. Yeah. I'm not big on the camo thing. You especially like the... Now, you want to wear the one like the guys wear out in the duck blinds, that's fine. The digital camo? No.
Oh, yeah. Is that an Under Armour thing or Adidas? Who does that?
It's an Army thing.
Oh, okay. No.
I that doesn't look good on a baseball uniform. USA plays at 5 p.m. Central. Thank you, Dr. K.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right.
How about Convict Orange?
Well, I think the Dutch already wears orange.
But they don't wear Convict Orange.
It's pretty bright, though.
Yes, it's a bright. I want like bright. I want the dark DOC.
Oh, you want the DOC. You want to pick it up litter on the
right,
side of the road.
That's what I'm looking for.
With that portable toilet right. on the flatbed trailer.
They arrive in a white van with blacked out windows. Yes. I'm here for all of it.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Well, we're getting this Copa America. What's going on in the Euros? Is that
I have no idea. I have not paid attention to 1 second of it.
You know, listen. You know, we keep you around here to keep up with these sports that nobody cares about, and now you're not even doing that for us. Like, what's going on here?
It's my summer of revitalization.
We keep you around to keep up with Major League Baseball and soccer. Well, the stuff nobody else cares about.
What do you want to know about in baseball? Like, we can talk about that. Soccer. And it's on at weird times.
It's on at 5 o'clock.
But I'm working.
Working. We're watching TV right now.
Right. And the White Sox are beating the Braves.
Well, don't tell any
Braves.
Who's
winning the Grey Cup this year? Winnipeg.
Really?
Yeah, the Bombers.
I'd go Toronto. Ugh. The Argos.
Of course you would. You're an elitist.
I am. That's right. I'm not an elitist. I'm just better than you.
Ah, there it is.
There it is. Yeah. This is an interesting development as the NBA draft continues. Now Rich Paul, LeBron's agent, Nick Smith's agent, you know, Clutch Sports. Mm-hmm. Bob Myers is on ESPN, and he used to run the Warriors, you know, used to be their GM and everything. Now he's on TV. Bob Myers just said on TV that Rich Paul is now telling teams to not draft Bronny James, and that if they do, he's going to go play in Australia.
I would draft him just for that.
Well, this is the reverse psychology, right?
Right.
Like, he's trying to win the situation, and the situation is they're not going to draft him. So he's like, well, if you do draft him, he's going to leave.
Okay.
Call our ball. Okay.
Okay.
Twist our arm here. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the Lakers are coming up, aren't they? They're pick 42 right now.
They're at 55.
55.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right now Charlotte's on the clock.
I'm sure that his tune will change at pick 54 after the Celtics make
look,
their...
He's an agent. He is paid for his tune to change.
But
whichever the way the wind blows.
He'll then start to leverage that the Lakers need to draft Bronny in order to keep LeBron.
The best take ever, ever on this Bronny James thing was Tim Legler, of all people, today on ESPN that said that... let's see here. When are the Celtics? The Celtics have him at 54.
Yep.
They're at one ahead of the Lakers. The Celtics... Tim Legler said today, the Celtics should take Bronny James and then call the Lakers and say, we have your son, and we're keeping him for ransom, and the ransom is Austin Reeves. Give us Austin Reeves, we'll give you back your son. I thought that was brilliant. It had everybody on the set laughing there on ESPN today. Way to go, Legs.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Our latest Living Vicariously update for those of you in sports that want to live vicariously because your program didn't do much, so you need something else to latch on to. Another Calipari draft pick has gone off the board. Antonio Reeves at 47 to the Orlando Magic, where he will team up with Razorback legend Anthony Black and try and get the Magic a little deeper run into the playoffs next year.
Don't forget, Kal-El Ware. From North Little Rock.
Yes.
Was drafted 15th yesterday.
That's right. He could have played here, but Musselman didn't think he was very good. So
there
how about that? So anyway, so if there's any more updates before we leave on vicarious celebrations you can have since you didn't have much to celebrate. We will let you know about that as we move forward here. Still no Bronny James.
No, he now, you know, they're saying if you're not the Suns or the Lakers, don't draft him. I heard something yesterday that
Kevin, I would do it just to piss him off.
Yeah, I would too. You want to go to Australia? Go to Australia.
They're not the Bullets. The Wizards have another pick. I'd take him. That's what I'd do.
If I'm Golden State,
yes.
Here's what I'm thinking.
They're at 52.
I take him. Same division.
Yeah.
Piss LeBron off. Maybe he goes somewhere else. Get him out of the division.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Detroit also still has a pick.
Oh, send Bronny to Detroit.
Oh, that'd please, God, if you're listening.
God, that would be awesome.
Please. I'll do whatever you ask.
This isn't Los Angeles. No, son, it's not. It's Detroit. No,
this is Detroit.
It's Detroit.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Which is weird because, like, they were from San Francisco.
I know.
Okay. Worst video ever
well,
made.
Well, the city boy was from South Detroit.
Separate Ways is the worst video ever made when they're playing the keyboard on the wall down at the wharf.
Yeah.
Just horrendous video.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Not good.
Well, I've been waiting for this.
All right. We have no idea what's about to happen here. You will find out as we do, because DQ has thoughts. And I want to tell you real quick before we go.
Yep.
At the end of this hour, we have a couple of more passes to the Caden Wallace baseball camp to give away. We'll do that at the end of the hour. But now, DQ, with thoughts that we have no idea what's going to happen here. DQ?
Okay, so I'll start by saying what has inspired me to talk about this. And Bruskin, it doesn't have anything to do with you just getting married.
All right.
Okay?
Fair enough.
I came up with this thought independently from
somebody's in trouble.
Your wedding.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is this a marriage thing?
No.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, I don't like where
not
this,
really.
I don't like this path for somebody.
Okay.
I disavow.
Uh-huh.
So, have you... I bet you haven't been watching it. I've been watching this Gypsy Rose Blanchard Life After Lockup thing on Lifetime. Do you know who that is?
Not a clue.
Television for women. Right. Lifetime.
Okay. So she... It's kind of bad. But so she is like a victim of Munchausen's by proxy. So basically her mom pretended like that she was sick her entire childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like figures out that she's not sick. And she plans the murder of her mother.
Oh.
And she was in prison for maybe 8 years, I think.
Okay.
But it was second degree, so she's out.
Murder
now.
Two.
All right.
Okay.
Murder two.
She is quite popular. When she was out, you know, people didn't think she deserved to be in prison for what she did, which you can form your own opinions about that, whatever. So I've been watching because now... She was really popular, okay? And when she got out, it was big news. This was, I think, in December.
Okay.
When she got out. So she immediately had this, like, rise to fame, you know, because there was a Hulu show about, like, her childhood. And it wasn't a docuseries or a documentary or anything. It was an actual show that was based on her childhood.
Like the Kardashians.
No, it wasn't. Oh. It was like a biopic, but for a TV
show.
Okay,
got it.
Okay. So I've been watching this, and she has a husband who she met while she was in prison. He wasn't in prison. So she got married while in prison, and then basically the start of this Life After Lockup show starts with their relationship being a married couple with one of them being out of prison.
So let me just condense for a second. You're watching a show about a convicted felon.
Yes.
Who fell in love in prison.
Yes.
How is this different than the Kardashians? But go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm surprised you haven't heard of this.
I don't get out very much.
It's very popular.
Okay.
But I've been... So it's on Lifetime. It's unfortunately...
That's how I haven't heard about it.
Unfortunately, they... upload episodes every week, so I have to watch it week by week, which sucks.
The worst.
But it's like a reality show, it's a more reality show based than docuseries based. But so, her and this husband of hers are already split up.
You notice how DQ doesn't say his name? This
okay,
husband
his
of
name's
hers.
Ryan. No. I am not Team Gypsy Rose Blanchard, and I am not Team Ryan.
Okay, you're just an independent
observer. I am truly an independent observer.
Okay.
I do not think she should be famous, but unfortunately, me watching this show is like
kind of contributing,
adding to her being famous.
Mm-hmm.
But so her and her husband,
Ryan,
have already split up.
Uh-huh. Because those prison marriages, you know, it's 50-50. Let's be honest. Yeah.
So basically, she went back to this other man who she was also dating in prison.
Oh, good God. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay.
Go on.
So that's, I think.
So she had a roster in prison.
She did.
How the hell does that work?
This episode that was uploaded on Monday talks about how she found out that her ex, who she was in love with, is single now, but she has to stay loyal to her marriage. Okay, so it's already setting up for this divorce to happen, which I already know happens. But so what I started thinking about that. And so her husband, Ryan, gave her a family ring as an engagement ring.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I haven't figured out if she gave it back yet.
She needs to.
And I was thinking about that. If in terms of engagement rings, if it's a family ring, no matter the circumstances of the breakup, no matter who's the villain,
I have very strong feelings on this, but go ahead.
Have to give it back.
You have to give it back,
family,
no matter what.
If it's a family ring.
If you don't make it to the altar, you have to give it back.
If you get to the altar and then you split up, you have to give the family ring back.
For instance, Derek, you are not entitled to compensation. You have paperwork. You're good.
Yeah.
If it does, if you buy it and then it doesn't happen, you have to give it back.
I think that if the engagement ring was bought at a store and it has no ties to like a family value, family heirloom, whatever, you don't have to feel obligated to give that one back. But a family ring, you have to give back. Even if the husband or the fiance was like the ultimate villain in the story.
Why are you so fired up about this?
Well, I was thinking about
I'm getting text messages from somebody you know.
I was thinking about
My cell phone's in the well. Why is she excited about this?
Oh my gosh. And I was just thinking about that because it would be really awful of her. And I just think about like this scenario of who gets the engagement ring after, you know, it ends.
We need to get you out a little bit. You're watching Lifetime.
I have really, this is the first, I really try to stay away from true crime stuff because I don't like it. But this, I am really enjoying this show. It's drama.
Oh, it's drama.
Yes, it is.
I think you should take your own advice. Triple G.
Go touch grass?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do. This is just a watch every Monday thing.
Okay. All right. Because there's nothing going on Monday until Monday Night Football comes back around. I got it.
I mean, it's interesting. I don't think that this.
Oh, here we go. Texture of the 479 had a buddy get left a month before the wedding. She used the ring and dress for her new guy.
See, that's also if you reuse the engagement ring. So say you get engaged and then
bad karma for you
break up and the. Say the man wants the engagement ring back to use for another person, that ring is tainted.
Tainted.
You can't use it again. I don't know what you do with it. You just have it.
You hawk it. Is what
I guess you
do.
Sell it. Right.
You take it down to the pawn shop and get what you
get
can
what you
for
can.
It.
Yeah. Cut your losses.
No, it's tainted.
$750 is best I can do, guy. Sorry.
Fine. In Philadelphia, it's $35.
You can't reuse it.
Trading Places joke.
Fine film. It's a fine film.
Oh, Diddley, he's at the pawn shop. Yeah. In Philadelphia, it's $35. How much for the gun?
All right.
DQ, I'm with you.
Thank you, DQ.
If you don't get that piece of paper signed.
No, I don't even. No. If the marriage happens. And
you
want to
give all that back?
I think that if you have to.
Here's my advice, DQ, from somebody who's done this twice. Guys, don't be stupid. Don't be stupid on the front end. Give nothing. You're enough.
You're enough, guys.
You're enough. Go. Don't give it away.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
All right. Let's see here. Yeah, JT knows a guy that bought the ring for one girl, used it with a different girl.
See, you can't do that. And if you do that, you certainly don't tell the girl.
No.
You do not say that this was meant for someone else.
What if, like, for the ring thing, you got, like, a placeholder until, you know, until 5 years in?
Oh. Like a promise ring?
Yeah, something like that.
Promise rings are just engagement rings. I think they're dumb.
A ring out of the Cracker Jack
box?
Something
like that, yeah. Yeah, just, you know, a placeholder. Hey, you make it 5 years, we'll get you the real thing.
Oh, it's like a investment plan.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're vested, yeah. Once you're fully vested,
you get TA's got the solution. If you don't get married, you don't have these problems.
True.
He's got that figured out.
Yes, sir.
He's got that figured out for sure. By the way, when I went to the natural game a couple weeks ago,
yep.
Had some Cracker Jacks.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're just as good as I remembered. Although they're in a bag now and not a box, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know, it's for safety reasons.
Oh, a box was dangerous?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, you could get some tainted Cracker Jack. Now they're sealed up.
Oh, so, I see. Oh, food safety. Right. Well, that's very good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And if I go to another game, I'll have more Cracker Jacks.
There
sure.
you go. Come on by. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, can I get the catered affair up there?
Sure.
All right. Yes, sir. Okay.
What if the ring is tattooed on? Well,
don't do that.
Again, this
what do we think of people that do that?
Tattoos are forever. Sometimes, unfortunately, marriages are not.
Mm. Okay.
And
you know, they get like an initial on the ring finger or something.
This goes back to my original statement. Don't do anything stupid. Give up nothing.
I absolutely
stand your ground.
I hate couples tattoos. I hate tattooing, you know, a name on another person's name.
Okay,
I hate the
question.
Ring tattoos.
Question.
You just get your name.
I've actually
it just says your name.
I'm actually
and you're good.
Considering getting Kinsey's name tattooed.
That's different. That's
okay.
A child.
On your butt? Okay. No. No. No, I'm actually considering that. That's different.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
No, you
tattoo?
Should never get right above the eyebrow.
Yeah. Right here.
Get some teardrops.
Yeah.
It'll make them think you killed somebody in jail.
No, you don't do that.
You should never get someone's name tattooed that you're dating.
Oh, your
or
mom
married.
Didn't get a ring until the 25th.
Not.
That's what she said.
She didn't get a ring
That's
with a.
That's what she said.
She didn't get a ring with a diamond in it. My dad designed her wedding ring himself.
Okay. Did
he weld it?
Did he like
he designed,
sawmill it?
It's. No. The pattern that's like engraved in the ring he designed.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. So kid, okay.
Yes. Partner, no.
Partner,
no,
never. No.
Never.
Never. That's a big no.
Not even your ride or die?
No.
It doesn't matter. Sometimes
no.
ride or dies don't
that's
work
right.
out.
Sometimes they have a roster that they don't tell you about. I hear.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.